welcome to another episode of the Take the Shot Pod. I'm Nick.
And I'm Alec. And of course, we have to introduce the third member of the podcast, sitting up very straight and very quietly right now for some reason. I'm sure that's going to change pretty soon. Rico is here. And Nick pissed me off, so I'm driving the podcast today. And first on our agenda, I should have pulled my agenda up real quick, but I got distracted because we had to start this podcast two times. And he's not sitting anymore. Okay, Nick, first thing, Bill Belichick. Opinions, please.
What opinions?
Do you have any opinion on Bill Belichick and the UNC Tar Heels?
No, I do not.
Well, that's a great way to do a podcast. No, we're not doing the stupid squeaky toy during the podcast. Fuck off. Give me the fucking toy. Jesus Christ. Okay.
Alec really wanted me to indulge him, but I was not doing him any favors whatsoever. All right, I gotta go fill for him. He is taking Rico away.
No, I'm taking his toy away.
Oh, he took his toy away. All right, he is coming back, rocking his Alaska sweatshirt, his Lib Mariners hat.
Yeah, people. Yeah, Ichiro. Bill Belichick. Thank you. Do you have anything to say on the latest developments?
Nope.
Well, can we remind the group here, what's your prediction for UNC's season was?
Don't really remember, but
no, he does.
I thought it was that 8-4. I honestly don't remember. I just say shit.
He said it was 8-4 because ACC is easy and Bill Belichick is a good coach and he'll just develop players. Wrong.
Well, North Carolina just did what they always did, hire coach over the hill, and also, even if he still is a good coach, he does not have players that can execute his scheme. So,
oh, blame the players for this mess.
Well, they definitely asked. They definitely don't, none of them look good.
But then, and that's their fault?
Yes.
No. I told you. Jesse
said, if you ask, you ask.
When you were excited about this, I've warned you verbatim. I said it's not going to work.
I already knew.
He doesn't know how to do this.
I already knew it probably won't work.
Well, you said 8-4. Who does that? You don't see me predicting the Bears to win the Super Bowl.
What about last year with Caleb?
Well, I didn't say Super Bowl.
Okay, you might not have said Super Bowl, but there were some people people.
That second or that first Eberflus year with Justin Fields, I did predict them to be a breakout team, and then they fucking sucked.
I was just saying there was people last. I don't think it was you directly, but there was people last year predicting Bears to be a Super Bowl team.
No. Not never.
Nick Wright. I know for a fact Nick Wright did.
Well,
he said outside chance, but
listen,
he still put it out there.
Okay, but still
was a chance.
Still. No.
All right. What's your next topic?
The Dodgers.
As
just,
Alec is trying to rage bait.
The Dodgers just basically punted a playoff game, which makes no sense to me. I don't understand why they did that. The only reason they can get away with it is because they spend a fuck ton of money. Why are you putting Clayton Kershaw into a 3-1 game in the playoffs in the eighth inning? That's a very winnable game against the Phillies bullpen.
Kershaw's
and
good.
Then he just fucked it away. And they kept him in the game. After the first home run, they should have taken him out. They should have taken him out after the first inning because he was giving up walks and giving up fucking rockets. And they still put him back out there. It's just malpractice. I hope...
Got to ride with you guys.
They have other guys in the bullpen, Nick.
Got to ride with you guys.
That's a stupid... I hope the Phillies come back because they just... They punted away a playoff game.
That's fine.
And we'll it was still, close.
We'll still put BTA.
No analysis from this guy. He just sits there throwing a softball. No analysis. Crazy. My third topic is just a blanket statement from me. I won't make him talk about this because I guess we'll get to it later. The Ravens suck, and so does Lamar Jackson.
Don't care about the first part. Second part is just factually incorrect.
All right. Fourth topic. Whatever you said we were doing save the content. Nick, if you drop that fucking ball one more time, I'm going to take it away from you. You're like Rico.
All right.
The upper echelon college talk, or whatever the fuck we were saving for the pod, is what I have down for our topic this time. Explain to me what content we were saving for the pod, please. Thank you.
So you and the other Alec were defining upper echelon as top 25. For me, I would not define upper echelon as top 25. I would relatively define that as a top 10, if not top 5 school. That is what I would consider upper echelon.
Wait a minute.
I feel like 25, if you're saying upper echelon, I feel like that's the best of the best.
Wait a minute.
Top 25 is too broad. Too many people are in.
Okay, but right now Indiana's a top 10 team. Are they an upper echelon school?
No, because we don't have the history behind it, but are they in the upper echelon? It depends on what context you're talking about. Well, are you talking about just this season?
What we're talking about is the
or all time
in the future.
If you're talking about all time.
Okay, if we're talking about all time, UCLA would be an upper echelon team right now, and they beat Penn State. Good
football.
For them. Yeah, they were good in football back in the day in the 50s and 60s. They weren't John Wooden level, but they're good.
I don't fucking know. I can go over that.
We're talking about
everyone's
jobs.
Playing championships in 50s and 60s.
We're talking about jobs, Nick. We're not talking
fucking
about...
Auburn found like 4 championships this year out of nowhere.
Yeah, Auburn's a... Well, that's stupid, but Auburn
But that is the
Auburn.
Most college football thing ever. You just find championships out of nowhere. You're like, oh, shit, I forgot we won these championships. Let's fucking go.
Auburn's an upper echelon job, too. There's no reason... Maybe not job, because that's actually a bad job, because that's hard to win at Auburn. And you have to compete against Bama and LSU and Florida and Georgia and everybody like that. And then the fan base is crazy.
I'm just, for me, I would just, you guys are a little bit more generous with your upper echelon. I'm more stingy, more restrictive with my upper echelon.
Then what are the upper echelon jobs out there? If you said top 10.
I don't know about jobs, but I would say.
Well, what are the upper echelon schools?
Again, are we talking all time or are we talking just this year?
I'm talking for the next 10 years.
For the next 10 years.
As we go out the landscape.
Definitely Ohio State's probably in there. Michigan's probably in there. Alabama, Georgia. It's too early to say for Indiana, but... I guess the way Cignetti has been coaching, it's possible.
Not,
I'm saying it's possible. Again, I'm just saying it's possible. Oh, Oregon. I would also consider them upper echelon because their history. Probably have to Notre Dame. They're probably somewhere in there, either just inside or just outside. Another French team would probably be. Texas and Miami, I would say those are probably fringes. They're always...
Okay, how is Miami different than Nebraska, respectively, Alec? I'm sorry, but they're not always consistently good. They had their heyday in the 90s, just like Nebraska. Then they fell off. Now
they fell off, but
they're in a better spot, like, demographically.
Right, so
is Nebraska. They're 4-1. They're not at the top 10 level.
Looking forward to the next 10 years. I'm saying that they could be, and right now they're showing some potential.
Nick.
Again, you just asked my opinion.
But the point of Alex's take was Nebraska isn't upper echelon program or should be.
I'd say historically they're an upper echelon program.
Yeah, but they should. That doesn't take away.
But you said like top 25. But I'm just saying I just don't consider top 25 upper echelon.
But then, do you think there's no excuse for Nebraska not to be a? I'm not going to say every year, but. 8 out of the 10 years in the next decade. Is there any excuse they're not a top 25 team?
No, but I'm sure the athletic department isn't probably run the best.
But that doesn't matter. There's no excuse that they weren't the top, that they weren't always contending in the Big Ten West back in the bullshit days of 5 years ago when it was just garbage teams winning the Big Ten West.
Yeah. There was no excuse, but they didn't do it. I don't know which way. What do you want me to say?
That he's right. He's not wrong. There's no excuse for them not to be a top 25 program.
All right. I said, yeah, that's
There's
fine.
No
but
excuse.
They haven't been.
Okay. Thanks for the fucking analysis, Nick. That's not the point.
Again.
The point is they should be.
I'm literally agreeing with you. I don't know what you want from me.
But you're not. You're just saying, but they haven't been. That's not agreeing with
I said
with
that
me.
They should be, but they haven't been.
Then how's Alec wrong?
I didn't say he was wrong. I just said we defined it differently. That was all I said.
But you're only giving space for like 10 programs?
Again, upper echelon. I'm just saying that's
but
the best
you,
of the
but
best.
But you're kind of wanting to put Indiana in there, and how does that make any
you,
sense?
Because you said projecting out.
Is Texas Tech an
if you're
upper
asking
echelon
right,
program?
If you're asking right now, I wouldn't put them in there, but you're saying projecting out.
Well, all these
I'm
teams
trying
are going
to project.
There's only okay by your standard upper echelon. It's like Bama, Georgia, Ohio State. That's it. because they're consistently good. They don't have any dips when they go 9-3.
Yeah, again, you asked for my projections. If I have to project out and not every program is consistently good, I'm going to have to do some projections. I can't just say for sure that Indiana's going to be, who knows, if they go 10-2 every year, go like 11-1.
They ain't going to go 10-2 every year because at some point they're going to have to play somebody good. And Dan Lanning, we're going to slide into the college football preview of the week because I'm tired of talking about this. Dan Lanning, if you don't fucking beat Kirk Cignetti, you're dead to me.
I kind of hope Indiana wins just because you guys hate him so much.
Oh, God. Get that guy the fuck out of here. If my coworker who played for him tells me he's full of shit, he's full of shit.
I thought you didn't like this coworker.
No, Mike's my guy.
Oh, never mind. Oh, I don't know. Again, I'm not into the hardcore college football personalities of the coaches like you guys are.
It's not even personalities. It's just stop being a bitch and actually play somebody.
All right. Hey, you can only play who's in front of you.
They took them off the schedule.
And I don't keep track of that. But hey. Hey, we'll see. We'll see when playoff time comes.
All right. I have the rest of the topics, but you have to pull up the roster of the games and ask me my opinions, please.
All right. Okay.
I'll just do Maryland, Nebraska while you pull it up.
Well, I was going to say we have a good one tomorrow night. South Florida, North Texas.
South Florida's winning that game.
And if I told you it was at North Texas, did that make a difference?
South Florida's winning that game.
Yeah,
I'm South sorry. Florida. I don't think I'm going to disrespect North Texas real quick right here. I don't think that the North Texas home field advantage is that.
Either Alec would be proud of me for knowing that.
Rico has your slide, so you're probably going to want to put that up if you want them not to be eaten.
Hello? Sorry, I had to take a brief pause there because Rico was devouring my slides. But what were you saying?
I'm saying I'm going to disrespect the mean green North Texas team because I don't think their home field advantage is on par with other home field advantages out there in the college football world.
Does home field advantage matter if you're good, though? If you're good, you don't need it.
Okay.
And if it's more like a neutral side game, if you're good, you can still win.
But that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying I think South Florida is better than North Texas.
Okay.
So by definition, yes, they're good enough to overcome the weak home field advantage that North Texas may have.
Okay, fair. I guess we got a top 25 matchup coming up. We got Ohio State at Illinois.
That's a fake top 25 matchup. Ohio State's going to kill them. I don't respect Illinois anymore after what they did to Indiana or what Indiana did to them.
Yeah, probably got Ohio State with a spread on that. They're starting to get in the form. Looks like they're letting Sane sling the ball a little bit. We also got Alabama at Missouri.
See, this is a game that I think, first of all, I've said this on the podcast, I think. Enough with Ty Simpson. Out of here. He's not that good.
He's all right.
He's not that good. And all that Joel Klatt saying, if his name was Ty Manning, we'd shut down the Heisman race right now. He's so good. Shut up. He doesn't have to go to the Alabama quarterback just because he's good and puts up good stats.
Hey, he's got weapons. As long as he can take advantage of those weapons, then, hey, they got a shot.
I think they're going to win.
They probably did write off Alabama a little bit too soon, but hey.
I think that this is the game everybody – this is like Nebraska-Wisconsin from 8 years ago. Oh, is Missouri finally going to beat an elite team?
Probably not.
Let's do it, and then they're just not going to win. But here's a prediction. Missouri will fuck up some playoff contenders and they may actually contend for the playoff themselves. But they're going to fuck somebody's season up this year in the SEC. I just don't know who. Could be Bama.
I guess it could be Bama. We got Pitt at Florida State.
Give me Pitt. Fuck Florida State.
Nah, I probably got Florida State. I think
Florida State's going to win too. But
I think they're mad, but they'll bounce back.
Get that stupid chop out of here. Annoying as fuck.
Let's see. What other games do we got? I guess we kind of briefly touched on Indiana, Oregon, but I will say, honestly, just because it is in Oregon, give me the Ducks.
See, that's somewhere where home field advantage matters. Plus the travel, like you always say.
And I guess the travel also kind of matters a little bit more for Oregon, just because that bitch is literally in the middle of nowhere. I think pretty sure they're like flying to Portland, then it's like a 2-hour drive or something to get to Eugene.
Same way with Penn State. Like, people trying to get to Penn State, it's hell. But Oregon's going to win this game, and I hope they blow them out. I hope Dan Lanley runs up the score, and it's like 73-0. God, that would be awesome.
I don't think it would be 73-0. I think Oregon will win, but I think Indiana will probably keep it close. I think they'll probably surprise
people. I really wish. I knew this was going to happen when I saw Fernando Mendoza go there. That made me so mad.
We got the Red River shootout, which I guess is no longer PC, but fuck it. They just call it the Red River rivalry.
What a rebel Nick is. Oklahoma's winning this game because Arch Manning sucks.
Well, if we love gun so much, why can't we just call it a shootout?
I don't know. I don't make the rules.
We don't know anything about gun control, but we don't know. Can't say shootout?
I don't know. But Oklahoma's winning this game because Arch Manning sucks.
I got Texas. Joe, only because John Mateer's not playing.
Yeah, he is.
Is he playing this game?
I think he's targeting. They're playing it coy, but they act like he's
He's playing. Well, if he plays, there's...
Could be mind games, but...
I feel like it's mind games. Was he supposed to be out like a month?
It was 3 to 4 weeks, and this is the third week, so...
Yeah. I don't buy it. I think he's out for this game.
You heard it here first, guys. Nick doesn't trust doctors.
No, I don't. But that is also a topic for another day. All right, go on with your Nebraska Maryland.
Kind of interesting. I think Nebraska wins, but if they piss me off like last week, I may break my TV. It's already broken. Good excuse to punch a hole in it.
Nebraska's first true test, because it's not their first true test, but their first test on the road. Their first true road game. I guess technically the Cincinnati game was it was a neutral site game, but it was definitely more of a home game for the Huskers, just because it was in Kansas City, and Kansas City is 3 hours away from Omaha, and Cincinnati's much farther away.
I don't think the matchup's very good for Maryland. Now, this could come back and bite me in the face, but they pass the ball a lot, and that's where Nebraska's defense is good. They do not run the ball. And that's where the Nebraska defense is bad. Therefore, I think it's a bad matchup for Maryland, and I think that October Maryland's going to continue October Marylanding, and Nebraska wins this game.
I believe that's what Lucy Roden said. She said, it's good in September, never good in October. To be fair, I just don't pay enough attention to Maryland football to even notice that.
They recruit pretty well. They just don't ever win anything.
Shout out to Von Diggs.
And Jay Moore.
Foxworth. All right, DJ Moore, my Jamaican brother.
And the other, Tagovailoa.
Oh, whatever. I'm over Tua.
We'll get to him, don't worry.
I don't know if there's any other good games. I guess Florida, Texas A&M could be good, but I don't know if Florida's actually good. They might just suck.
I think Texas A&M wins that game, but watch out for the South Carolina-LSU game. I think LSU is losing that game.
I suppose I'm probably just going to bring up Kansas, Texas Tech.
Texas Tech's going to roll them. Texas Tech's a fucking machine.
Think Kansas keeps it close. I think they keep it close.
I don't know. I don't think so, but could surprise me. Where's it at?
It is at Texas Tech, though.
Yeah, they're fucked. And also, that Texas Tech logo redesigned. Stupid. Get it out of here. Go back to the drawing board.
I'm going
to
take the new one. Michigan, USC.
Oh, that's an interesting game. I think that one team is going to look like a fraud after this game. I don't know which one it is, but I think it's going to be USC.
Yeah, I think it's probably going to be USC. I think Michigan probably wins in. I think Michigan takes that one.
It's basically because Michigan is just Illinois on steroids, and Illinois beat the fuck out of
I think USC just... I think they're still relatively the same team. Their defense might be slightly better, but they'll put up numbers on offense, but I don't know.
Better athletes.
I don't know if they're stopping anyone, though.
I don't know. I guess we'll see. I don't think, but I also don't think Bryce Underwood has played anybody with USC's defensive athletes, with as good athletes as USC has on the defensive side. So that could be a problem.
We'll see. Who else?
What time is that game?
That game is at 6:30.
Ooh.
Prime time. I guess 6:30 our time. So what? That's like 4:30 Pacific. 7:30 Eastern, which is Michigan's time.
That would be a good game to watch, unless the Cubs are playing, which I don't know. Maybe they will be. Maybe they won't be. Who knows? Find that out tonight.
I'd say we probably got two more highlight games. We got South Carolina LSU.
Does anybody know if Lenora Sellers is healthy?
Oh, has he been out?
He was for at least the game. I don't know if he's back.
No idea. But if he's playing... I saw it was like a 9-point spread, but I'll see if it's playing. They got a shot.
Yeah, I don't think LSU is very good.
Yeah, and I think everyone just hates Brian Kelly.
James Franklin, LSU Tiger, pitching course.
All right, the final good game is a late one, a Pac-12 classic. Even though they're technically in the Big 12 now, but. Arizona State, Utah. At Utah.
Utah.
Yeah, I got Utah and the mountains. Yeah, we got Utah.
Utah is tough. Nick, give me one hot take for the college football schedule this week.
One hot... Oh, let me find an upset of the week.
I got the NFL one. You got the college football one.
Michigan is a slight underdog, but I don't want to do that. All right. My upset of the week is going to be... Wait. I probably should look at the schedule first, but I really didn't. Ooh, there's now. You know what? I'm doing it. LSU, they win their second game of the year. They beat Houston.
Their first game of the year?
They're 1-4 right now. Also, no one heard that because you're away from the mic. But, yes. Oklahoma State is 1-4. Houston is 4-1. Let me pull up the spread for that game, and of course ESPN fucking sucks because I don't know why, but they just refuse to post their spreads anymore, even though they're trying to promote ESPN Bet, so I literally have no fucking idea what they're doing, but hey, what the fuck do I know? Alright, so the spread for... Houston, Oklahoma State. It is Houston minus 14.5. All right, you heard it here first. Oklahoma State, upset of the week.
That's a wild pick. Should we slide into the NFL games, Nick?
Yeah, we can. Do we want to do all the NFL games, or do you just want to do the good ones?
Yep, we want to do all the NFL games, and I'll tell you when you're going to get the... All
right, we got Eagles Giants tonight. I got Giants on the spread, and Eagles to... Yeah, actually, you know what? Fuck it. I got Giants at the upset. Giants win.
That's gross. But Jackson Dart is not taking plus seven. Don't let that Chargers win fool you. He sucks.
I don't think he's good, but also I don't think the Eagles are good either.
That's kind of insane to say after a Super Bowl team that has 4-1.
Okay, fine. Sorry. I don't think they're as good as everyone thinks that they are.
All right. Well, Eagles are still winning. But I don't think the game's interesting, and I probably won't watch a single snap of it.
All right. Well, we got Broncos-Jets. Broncos are going to put BTA to Jets in London. 8:30. Set your alarm clocks for that one. Or don't. But I got the Broncos.
Guess what, Nick?
Are you picking the Jets?
This is the upset of the week. The Jets are winning this game. Weird things happen in London.
So the Jets defense actually becomes good for out of nowhere?
Yeah.
All right.
Mainly because they're facing Bo Nix.
It's not like they've really faced a Murder's Row quarterbacks before Bo Nix.
Again, I'm saying Bo Nix is bad.
All right. We got your upset of the week. All right, we got Rams Ravens.
Rams.
Rams are putting belts to ask
the Rams.
Slam the over because the Ravens, every Ravens game has gone over. And they literally might just give it the over by themselves. They won't get the over by themselves, but they'll give up the over by themselves. Also, that dude is bashing. So if you hear any noise in the background, that is Zeke. He is.
It's Rico. Zeke's my other son.
Sorry, Zeke. Not Zeke. Rico. Yeah, Rico's bashing. But yes. Well, who else we got? We got Brown Steelers.
You know, I'm a dumbass. I started the Browns in the defense in fantasy because I had no other options, and they were the best one available.
I think the Browns defense is good, though.
It is good, but I think the Steelers are going to win this game because I don't trust Dylan Gabriel.
I'm going to the Browns.
That's a take.
They'll make Aaron Rodgers' life miserable, and they sneak out with a win. It will probably be an ugly game. It'll probably be like fucking like 10-7.
Maybe Myles Garrett buries Aaron Rodgers one final time.
There is definitely a chance of that. We got Chargers, Dolphins. Chargers.
If they lose this game, I'm on your side, Nick. Chargers are frauds.
Thank you. Although
they're not losing this game.
Justin Herbert did level up with Mass and Beer. There is a chance that they do lose this game just because everyone on their team gets hurt, like usual. Yeah, them and the 49ers, their medical staffs probably should be investigated, but I do have the Chargers at the Dolphins just because I think the Dolphins are ass. Patriots-Saints, I think this might need to be another belt-ass situation. Actually, nah. I won't say it's a belt-ass situation, but Patriots win it.
Where's
but
it at?
I think Saints cover. It's in New Orleans.
I already had my upset of the week, but keep an eye out on this one.
My upset? I don't know if I said last week, but I think my... Oh, I don't know. I probably would have picked the Saints last week over the Giants. Cardinals-Colts.
Colts. I think it's the first time on this podcast I've picked the Colts. And the Colts are... I'm telling you, the Cardinals, I've seen this movie before last year, Nick. They're not coming back from this.
I was listening to me this podcast. The Cardinals literally have the best offense through the first three quarters. They literally just are booty in the fourth quarter.
So you're saying they are the Scott Frost Nebraska football team?
They're the Cardinals, but yes.
Interesting.
Next, we got Seahawks at the Jags. Give me some Trevor Lawrence. Give me that Jags magic. Give me that Duval.
God, I hate you. That's that was so disgusting.
Trevor
Lawrence is not good. I love you.
Also, did you watch that video I sent you of the Jags after that win?
No.
Oh, my God. Well, there was literally a Jags fan.
I think I was
mad
about the Cubs that day.
There was literally a Jags fan literally, like, humping the floor, like, pants off, jersey on, straight tee time, just going at it on the floor.
The Seahawks are winning this. I have no confidence in that prediction other than my hate for Trevor Lawrence. I don't even
although,
know why I hate Trevor Lawrence.
Who has been, what's his name? Oh, yeah, Sam Darnold has been playing very well this season, but to my surprise. Somehow I may have to apologize to Sam Darnold and Daniel Jones at the end of the season if they keep this up.
I'm not doing that.
I'm waiting to see if it turns around because they have fooled us in the past before. Well, they fooled some people in the past before. I have not been fooled yet. But we'll keep an eye on that.
Again, all right. Not me. I'm not apologizing for shit. They suck. They're always going to suck. If those two ever win a Super Bowl and they're not the backup quarterback on the team, NFL, you're dead.
Oh, my God. Actually, I kind of want one of them to win now. Cowboys-Panthers.
Cowboys.
Matt
Eberflus, if
Cowboys,
you lose this game, you need to get fired. They won't fire you.
Cowboys,
but
definitely
fired.
Take the over. Also, I was listening to Mina's pod earlier as well. She was saying that for Bryce Young, they kind of just need to run a lot more empty sets. Probably run like empty like 35% of the time, but like no NFL coach would actually do that.
Hey, Nick, Bryce Young, bad.
Again, she was just trying to point out the possible upside for Bryce Young. And
there
how would be the best way to play him.
The upside is literally Andy Dalton.
But I'm just saying, I don't think Bryce Young's bad, but...
He's bad.
I don't think he's bad. All right. This is the...
What? Time on. You get on Kyler Murray all the time. Would you rather have Kyler Murray or Bryce Young?
I suppose right now, Kyler Murray, but I'm not completely out on Bryce yet.
That's insane. He's in year three and he's been bad all 3 years.
He's something.
He had two good games last year where after he got benched and people were like, oh, he's back. The benching saved him. No, he sucks.
Again.
I saw that guy. His hands were shaking like a little scared lady. It takes time. Versus, sorry to generalize, scared old ladies. But his hands were shaking like a...
Sometimes we just give up on these players too soon.
Sometimes we don't give up on them soon enough. Bryce Young, out of here. He was so terrible in a Bears-Panthers Thursday night game. He lost to Tyson Bagent. You know how bad you have to be to lose to Tyson Bagent? Against the Bears? Terrible.
Rico scared.
He should be. Bryce Young's gives a take. Scary take.
I said could be. Let's say he is. Titans Raiders.
Ooh.
You know, give me Cam Ward.
Cam Ward is... I'm sorry again, Alec. I just have to...
Cam Ward, dog.
Cam Ward's been ass this year. Dog. Should not have won that last game.
To be fair, he is literally no receivers because the one receiver...
I'm not saying it's his fault.
The one receiver that's supposed to be good on his team has literally been the worst receiver on his team.
I think this is a get-right game for the Raiders. They need it because if you look at the stuff being reported out of Vegas, it seems kind of like a shit show, which isn't anything new. But with Pete Carroll, it's kind of surprising. Maybe we shouldn't hire coaches over 70.
I think the Titans defense will be good, and they'll pull out the win.
I don't know how you have any data to back that up. Titans aren't good.
49ers or Bucks?
The Bucks, but that's what I want. But the 49ers are somehow pulling out their ass because it makes sense.
You know what? I'm gonna say 49ers are gonna be up. They're gonna be up by three, like going like 2 minutes left. Baker's at like the fucking 50, fucking game winning drive to win it. And yeah, that's how that game's gonna end.
Cowards.
Bengals Packers.
Oh, I would fucking love if Joe Flacco beat them twice.
Joe Flacco may die behind that line.
He's already beat them once. He's going to beat them twice. That's my bold prediction.
But he's behind the Bengals line this time, so he may die.
Again, we say that like the Browns is good. The Browns offensive line is not good.
The Browns defense is good, though.
Yes.
And the Bengals defense is also not good.
Browns offense did not have Ja'Marr Chase or T. Higgins.
That is the one upside. But will he have time to get them the ball?
Zach Taylor, make your money.
All right.
Also, Jake Browning, enough of you. Calm down. You act like you're supposed to be good. You're a backup. Of course, they try to replace you with a better player.
Okay, whatever. Lions, Chiefs. I'm saying it. Game of the week. Chiefs. Sunday Night Football. Give me them Lions.
Chiefs.
Lions.
Every time you guys try to bury the Chiefs, they end up pulling a win out their ass. They're going to win this game. It's going to make everybody mad.
Lions win. Amon-Ra has 2 touchdowns, 150 yards.
The Chiefs' defense is still good. I don't know why you expect the Lions to put up big numbers against them. Like, they'll obviously get their own, but the defense is what drives them to be even in the game.
I don't think the defense is quite as good as it was in the past, and I feel like that kind of opens the door for the Lions to actually win it.
Chiefs are winning, but you know what they have to do? They got to get rid of their stupid kicker.
Oh, well, actually, good thing the Chiefs don't have what's-his-face this time. The dude from Florida who literally could not catch.
Kadarius Toney?
Yeah,
is he still Kadarius in the league?
Toney. I don't think so. But I remember last time they played, he literally cost them the game.
Yeah. What's the next game, Nick?
You're going to love this. Bills at Falcons.
That's a stupid game. The Bills are winning that game.
Give me the Falcons.
Bills, easy. I don't know why you like the Falcons.
Falcons, they're just going to run it down their throat.
I know Michael Penix isn't carving them up over the field. All that dude does is throws deep balls to the sideline or throws checkdowns. you take away the middle of the field, or if you take away the deep balls down the sideline, he will not throw over the middle of the field. As long as
that motherfucker throws to Drake London, I cannot care less.
Okay, well, you better like your 5-yard checkdowns for like 15 receptions.
Nah, throw some bombs to Drake London. He'll come down with it. Ooh, Zeke or fuck Rico getting feisty. Last game of the week. We got Commanders Bears.
Where's that game at?
Okay. Oh my god, I'm not gonna lock my phone.
I think it's back in.
I think it's it's in Landover, Maryland. Washington. Nah, give me the Commanders. Give me the Commies.
There's a high likelihood I hate myself.
Jaden Daniels.
And thinking they are going to be successful in anything, but I'm going to.
I kind of hope they lose in the exact same way this year.
I would kill myself.
That'd be funny.
All right, Nick. I said that's my Alex upset of the week was the Jets beating the Broncos. And next on the pod, we're going to dive into the Western Conference odds. This time, we'll see if I pick anything but an under. But this time, last time we went from the top to the bottom. This time I want to go to the bottom to the top.
I was going to ask you if you want to do that. All right. So let us start off with the Utah Jazz at 18.5 wins. I think they probably go over that.
Under.
You were thinking about it.
I was. But then I started thinking, and I don't think I can name a single Jazz besides Walker Kessler for some reason.
Wait, why is that the only one?
I don't know. And that's why I was like, okay, enough of the Jazz.
They got Isaiah Collier, Cody Williams, Keontae George, Lauri Markkanen.
I know who that is because Bulls fans on my timeline just flood me with bullshit about that guy being good. He's not good. They've been trying to trade that guy for 3 years. No one
trades him. Okay, well, they've been trying to trade him, but Danny's also been trying to trade him for like 5 first-round picks. I'm like, bro, he's not Giannis. Like,
shut up, Pat Riley, for saying shut the fuck up to Danny Ainge on company paper.
Good for him.
Releasing an actual press conference or releasing a statement to the press saying, fuck you, Danny Ainge. That was GOAT mode from Pat when he still had a brain.
All right. So this is how different the West is. The lowest over under in the East was 20.5. The next one up was 25.5. We go from 18.5 all the way up to 30.5 with the Pelicans and the Suns.
Well, first I'll take the Pelicans. I'm going to go under on that because Zion is not good.
No, well, Zion is great. He just literally never stays healthy. But you know what? They literally have no incentive to lose this year, and I think they get a slight over on this one.
The Suns. The Suns are interesting to me because if you're paying attention to the podcast, I predicted with one of my shots that the Suns would make the playoffs. But after seeing them play in a preseason game that I somehow watched for some reason against the Lakers.
Even though your boy Bronson.
He wasn't playing. Now. For some reason, Devin Booker was playing.
Well, bro, I think that's the day
that roster is garbage. They're going under that number.
All right. Yeah, I also got the under for the Suns. Let's go with the Blazers at 35.5.
Under. Didn't even have to think about it. Scoot Henderson, not good. He's not what you wanted him to be, Nick.
Think they're gonna have a really good defense this year. People are super in on Shaedon Sharpe. I think Shaedon Sharpe.
Is Jeremiah Grant still there?
Jeremy Grant?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, he's not good either.
Okay.
Under.
I got a slight over.
They finally got rid of Anthony Simons, though, so maybe they have a chance to go over, but it's still under.
I got a slight over. Wait, so you've literally gone under for everyone again.
That team's boring.
All right, Kings 36.5. I got the under.
Who's their coach? It's not Mike Brown anymore. Did they promote that intern dude to head coach? Did they hire somebody new?
I don't remember.
Under.
It's the Kings. They got Zach LaVine, DeMontis Sabonis.
Why DeMar DeRozan. Would I ever pick over for that? Zach LaVine's not going to play 82 games.
Zach LaVine. Even if they play all the games, the Western Conference is too good.
DeMar DeRozan in the 90s would have been so good. DeMar DeRozan now is like an average player that no one wants.
All right, so we both got under. Next, we got the Mavs at 39.5.
Why is it so high? They're young. Anthony Davis.
They're not really young.
Well, Kyrie's not there.
The two young people are Derek Lively and Cooper Flagg.
Kyrie is not there. Cooper Flagg, I'm sorry.
Yes, but Klay Thompson's old. Daniel Gafford's like middle-aged, NBA-wise. Anthony Davis, old.
Okay, Klay.
D'Angelo Russell, old, NBA-wise.
They have D'Lo? Under. I forgot about that. Under, slam the under. D'Lo, where D'Lo goes, the team sucks. That's always been a thing.
I'm just going to go under because this is like the last year for a while that the Mavs have control of their pick. I think if people get injured throughout the year, they're probably going to have Cooper Flagg handling the ball a lot. He's going to make some mistakes. Brutal in the West. And yeah, I think they might do a little Mark Cuban shenanigans again. And if they're close to the play-in, just completely try to miss it again. Use that last pick, especially since this is supposed to be a relatively deep draft
too
this
much
year.
On the Mavs. Next.
Never enough analysis. Grizzlies at 40.5.
Under, because Jaws can get suspended for some bullshit this year somehow. Also, they fell off pretty quick. They also don't have Desmond.
The Grizzlies are good. I feel like
Jared Jackson's always hurt.
They always have players over for him.
Get out of here.
Yeah, the problem is like they have no bigs.
Zach Edey's big.
Well, no healthy bigs at the moment because Brandon Clark, I don't even know. It sounds like he might be out for the year. Who knows what the fuck is wrong with him? Zach Edey is going to be out for a while. Jaren Jackson's going to be out for a while. Jaw's already injured. I could definitely see this going out to a slow start. And if it goes out to a slow start, it could tumble down. They always do have young players that overperform their expectations, though. So that is my one hesitation.
They also have a new
with
coach.
Going under. They do also have a new coach, which I guess technically he did start last year, but yeah, mostly.
Oh, they
new.
Just promote the intern?
Yeah.
Lame.
But yeah. I'm also going under.
See? Smart.
Hey, how to give some reasoning. All right. This may be one of the bigger jumps from last year. At least jumps up, jump ups.
I'm saying under.
Wait, do you know who it is?
Fuck no.
Oh. Well, it is the San Antonio Spurs at 44.5.
No, Alec is right about this guy. He grew injured within 2 weeks.
That is not true. I think he'll be good.
Also, it's going to take some time for that rookie guy, Dylan Harper, to make an impact. So.
Well, he's also injured. Start. But Darren Fox is all. De'Aaron Fox is also injured.
So, under.
And the problem is the Spurs don't have much shooting. It's going to be all on Victor's hands to start with.
Keldon Johnson's still on that team?
Keldon Johnson is on the team.
Under.
It's just hard to bet against Victor Wembanyama.
It's really not.
It really is.
It's not.
Bro,
under.
That dude. Something okay. else.
In like 2 years, maybe. But he's... Everybody acts like this guy's something he's not yet. He's not a fucking a dominant force of nature that wins games yet. He will be. He's not yet.
I don't know if he will be this year, though. That's the thing. I really, really want to go over, but they still need to fix the roster slightly. And De'Aaron Fox and Wembanyama really haven't played together that much. Granted, when they did play together, at least that very first game, it did look really good. I hate doing this, but I think I'm going under. All right, next we got the Warriors at 46.5.
Get those old fuckers out of here. Under.
Yeah, I'm going under.
You put Al Horford's your big offseason move. Get the fuck out of here. Under.
Jonathan
Kuminga, enjoy the bench.
They need to play him because they need... Someone fucking young on that team. God damn. They're like trying to be the Clippers, except somehow the Clippers are like even more old.
I'll give you a spoiler for Clippers 2 under on that.
Well, they were going to be our next team, but well, I guess they're both at 46.5. But, you know, fuck it. Let's bring them both in. I'm also going under on the Clippers again because of age. Kawhi always misses games.
How the fuck do you have a team with Paul George and Kawhi Leonard in 2025 and not go under? You have to.
Paul George is not on that team anymore.
Where the fuck's Paul? Oh, Paul George is the 76ers.
Yeah.
That's how relevant the Clippers are. But they have James Harden.
They do have Harden. Harden and Zubac kept that team alive, though.
Honestly, I kind of
like Ty Lue's a good coach. I just think the bad juju carries over, and the Clippers go under. They probably still make the playoffs, but I think they go under this year. And again, they're also, like, they literally have, like, the oldest starting lineup in, like, NBA history. And those teams do not tend to do very well.
How many teams do we have left, Nick? I want to see how many chances there are for me to go over.
Five. So you have five chances to go over, and you've really not gone over on any single team yet.
Man, the league's really going to suck this year.
Well, I don't think every team can go under, so I literally don't think that's statistically possible. So, yeah. But next we got your boys' team. We got the Los Angeles Lakers at 48.5. I got him going over. Luka, he's just a one-man offense. He will carry that team to 50 wins.
Nick, are you ready for the Alec guarantee?
Yes.
Over!
And is it just because LeBron is on the team?
Yes. And Bronny's taking a step this year.
All right, well.
And they actually, JJ's a good coach, even though he's kind of an act his dumbass.
Yeah. Next, I got the T-Wolves, 48.5.
Under.
Going over.
Get over here. Get out of here. Fuck you.
Hey, that young French guy, Jean Berenger, he looked different.
Who the hell is that?
He is the rookie that they drafted this year, and guess what? In his first Summer League game, he had 7 blocks, and literally 2 in the first possession. That dude, he is, granted, like, they will need to do some development with him. I don't think he'll play much this year. I just think Ant takes a step forward. Rudy probably just sits in the back, but even with Rudy, he's still got a good defense. Julius Randle, another year in the system, probably more comfortable. Nas Reed, hopefully he can still give you a good scoring punch off the bench. But I think Ant-Man, he's in that MVP conversation and gets over. Actually, I probably should switch these two teams out because I think this one did move. Did they move down half?
I can argue the three teams left.
You're going under for all of them?
What?
You're going under for all?
I don't know. There may be one of these that I actually go over for.
Rockets. 52.5.
Fuck them. Way under. Wherever KD goes, turmoil goes. He's not a winning player.
I think they probably win closer to 50 games. I think it's going to be, their defense will carry. I just think it's going to be rough for them on offense, especially without Fred VanVleet. He was very good at keeping those turnovers low. You're just going to have some growing pains with Amen Thompson and Reed Shepard probably being the two full-time point guards. I am assuming they will, because they kind of don't have any other choices, and they can't really sign anyone because they're very up against the apron, and if they want to trade anyone, most of their players, they cannot trade until December 15th, so at least going to be a little bit before they can even make any moves. So I think there are probably some growing pains, but I guess they do still have some ammo where they could make a drastic move sometime in the season, but I am predicting slight under. Next, we got the Nuggets at 53.5.
That's a little too high for me because now I'm going under because the GM has sucked.
They have a new GM now.
Well, he still sucks.
Okay.
And I don't think at some point that little fucker is not going to care about basketball anymore. He's going to decline. And I think it's this year.
What little fucker?
The big fucker in the middle.
Oh, I was going to say, he definitely is not little.
Also, Jamal Murray, not good.
That is false. The problem is, I just don't think the Nuggets really care about the regular season, but I think with the new coach, they'll probably go all out for him this year. They'll probably do their best, probably for most games. Let me see how many I got. 1, 2, 3, Eight unders. Yeah, I think that probably even out. So I will probably go a slight over with the Denver Nuggets, and you're going under again.
Yep.
All right. Alec literally has one over and 28 unders because we are at our final team.
Now, I will
I'm assuming this is a team that you're thinking about going over for, but
yes.
Would you like to guess the number?
62.
Yeah, you're right. 62 and a half.
Don't look at me. I know ball. I'm a ball.
You man. Probably just heard it.
No, actually. What do you think I'm listening to? I did not hear it. But I will go under because there's always a championship hangover. There's rarely teams that come back after their championship, especially the first championship. I know they have depth. I know they have good players. I know they're all on good contracts and they have a billion picks. There's going to be some sort of hangover, and they're not going to get 62 wins.
I don't think there's a hangover with this team. I think they just have a lot of depth. I guess the biggest question is just can Chet stay healthy? If he stays healthy, I think they'd easily clear this. Well, maybe not easily clear it, but it's just hard. No, I feel like it's probably just one of those years where they're like, or at least one of those stretches where it's like the 96 to 98 Bulls, and I don't think they'll probably win every championship this year because, well, I won't get too much into that, but Shea usually does stay relatively healthy. Jalen Williams, you can count on him. You can count on him to be healthy. I'm going a slight over on this one, even though this one I could definitely see the under hitting. I think it's still probably the best record in the league, probably even with like 60 wins.
Nick, do you want
to? No, I'm changing to under.
You want a little peek behind the curtain, Nick?
Wait, actually, are we doing any punishment for this one?
No.
All right, fine. Fuck it. Then let's go over.
You want a little peek behind the curtain, Nick?
All right, what?
I had a bit planned where I was going to pick everybody at over. But then we started with the Jazz, and I realized there's no possible.
Are you talking to the mic? All right, Alex, since you are our biggest listener, I will go ahead and explain why there is going to be random dead spaces throughout, because the other Alec was on mute again, and I didn't realize it because I had another tab up.
Great, Cody! Because
I was doing the over-unders. So I probably should just recap what we did for the West over-unders. So you at least have that. You will get my analysis. I don't think my mic picked up Alex like he hoped. And I guess at this point we're just running to a time crunch. Don't have time to re-record. But I guess since we start from the bottom, I will go ahead and do that again. With Jazz at 18.5 wins, I have over. He has under. Pelicans at 30.5, I have over. He has under. Suns 30.5, we both have under. Blazers 35.5, I have over, he has under. Kings at 36.5, we both have the under. Mavs at 39.5, again, sorry Alec, but we both have the under. My reason for this was this is the last year they have control over their pick, and if things go off the rails fast, they may just tank the season just to get that pick, with it being a deep draft. Next was the Grizzlies at 40.5. We both went under on that as well. Spurs, 44.5. I was contemplating this one heavily, but I did end up going the under with this one. Next, we both had the Clippers and the Warriors at 46.5. Clippers and the Warriors were next at 46.5. We both went under for both. Both teams are old as fuck and just need some youth to infuse some life into them. Clippers are going to have that bad juju going on. You know, the Warriors, they kind of probably have some bad juju from the whole Jonathan Kuminga series. And, yeah. Lakers, we both went over. That is Alex, one over. But, yeah, at 48.5, we both have the over. T-Wolves at 48.5, I have the over. He has the under. Rockets, 52.5, we both have the under. I have it as a slight under. I just think there'll be some growing pains with Amen Thompson, Reed Shepard, probably handling most of the point guard duties.
Let me interject here. I have a way under.
Oh, yeah, he has a way under.
KD is turmoil waiting to happen.
Do we want to do like three guarantees from like each conference?
No.
Okay. Nuggets at 53.5. I have a slight over. He has under. Thunder 62.5. I have over, and he has under. And he literally went under for 29 teams and went over for the one team that his man is on.
Now, I'll give you a little sneak behind the curtain because I was unfortunately muted the whole time. I had originally planned to do a bit where the whole entire West was going over, but then we started from the bottom and he said the Jazz first, and I realized I cannot actually possibly say anything nice about the Jazz because I don't know any Jazz players. So I had to pivot. And then I realized the Jazz are definitely going under because they suck.
Yeah, I think they probably hit the over slightly just because Will Hardy's a good coach, but yeah, there's that.
Nick, take your shot.
Wait, was that the only thing? I thought we had one other thing on your rundown or no? I could be wrong.
On my rundown, I think we're good.
Okay.
Let me pull it up here. Yeah, we are good on the rundown, besides our shots. Oh, I just wanted to mention, I guess I'll mention this because it was right after the text about the rundown. Vladdy Guerrero Jr. trolling the Yankees after he eliminated them from the playoffs was an incredible moment, and the MLB needs more of that.
Well, right now Rico is falling asleep on my lap, and my legs are falling asleep. But with my shot, I am going to address some news. So Ubisoft decided not to make an Assassin's Creed game where basically there would be a former slave killing KKK members. Now this sounds like a fucking amazing game. Wait, what?
Talking about slavery. I don't, you know, I'm out of this. This is not my realm of expertise, I should say.
Well, so, I guess Ubisoft is saying it's not theirs either. But Ubisoft refuses to make this Assassin's Creed game. Granted, I have not played Assassin's Creed in a fucking minute. 2 was very good. It's okay, Rico. You can stay here for a little bit. 2 was very good. 2 was so good, they made like 4 different variations off 2 alone. Did not play 3. Played Black Flag, and then have not really played it since. Was a great game. And I'm just really sad that they're not making this game. And how do I turn that into a shot? I'm saying Ubisoft, nut the fuck up and just make this game. Who cares about the political backlash? There's political backlash for everything. Nut up and make a fucking awesome game. Boost your fucking sales. Tell me this wouldn't be the best Assassin's Creed game in a fucking minute. Because it definitely would be. And Alec has no opinions because he does not really play.
No, I was looking at... I actually wrote down my shot.
Oh.
And my shot is this.
All right. This should be interesting.
Hey, retail stores. Enough with the Christmas items in October. Enough with the Christmas candy out in October. There should be Halloween candy out in October. Not Christmas candy out in October.
I know why they do it is because Christmas is their biggest season and they're trying to do it early to boost the numbers. But I'm wondering, like, doesn't that then fuck your numbers at the end of the year, or does it just not matter at the end of the year because, like, basically no one does shit in December?
All they're doing is trying to get into the black at the end of the year and get out of the red.
Yes.
And then they don't. And then they just cut
But that's my question, though. Like, if you just boost the numbers in October and November and then December... Does it just not matter because, like, most people are just fucking off in December because of Christmas and New Year, so they're not really doing that much and not paying that much attention to the stock? Is that why?
No, the reason why is because people fall for that shit. And
oh, like, I know. But
look at this Christmas tree Reese's. Yay!
But I'm just saying, does it actually have an effect on overall sales just pushing it earlier and earlier? Does it just...
Yes, because people see... Dude,
I think it just
you cannot tell me your prototypical. I'm sorry to generalize this, but I don't think dudes are going into Target and seeing a Halloween decoration in fucking August and being like, "Oh my god, I need to buy this." So you cannot tell me your typical girly girl who does decor and shit like that sees stuff in August and is like, "Oh, it's almost fall! Yay, let me get this."
I was just asking.
But the thing is, they'd probably be there and be like, oh, this is cute. Let me get this anyway. So.
But I'm just wondering, does it still affect the total Christmas sales?
Yes. That's why they do. They wouldn't do this anymore if it didn't.
I feel like at some point, though, it has to, like, at some point, you're just moving the sales to, like, a different time. I feel like. I don't know. Well, I could be wrong, but that's my personal opinion.
I think the dirty little secret about sales and, like, stuff like that is every year it's going to be around a certain number.
Yeah.
There's only even...
That's what I'm saying. It's always going to be around a certain number. I think you're just pushing when those numbers are. I think you're just trying to make your October and November numbers look better. And then people just don't care as much about December because they're probably... Again, most of these people are fucking rich, so they're just fucking off with their families and just fucking going somewhere nice for fucking Christmas and New Year's.
Well, in my industry, franchising, there's only a certain amount of people in a year that are going to buy franchises. Yeah. It's just a matter of, A, where they buy them and when they buy them. There's never going to be this big jump. If you have 1,000 franchises, this is not the number. I don't know the exact number.
Yeah.
But if 1,000 people buy a franchise every year... All that matters is if one company gets 350 of them, one other company gets 100, the other company gets 20, and so on. That's where the struggle comes in for companies. It's just like that at retail. There's only going to be so much money spent at Target every year.
Yeah, there's only so much money available to be spent. So I feel like at some point you're just basically shifting the numbers. Like the numbers probably equate to be relatively the same. I think you're just moving... when those numbers happen is my
well the purpose of my take isn't really to focus on them making money or losing
money. Yes, I get the purpose of your take is yes, they need to stop putting out the shit so early. Like,
well, yeah, and you know what,
I've been on this in the past.
You know why
we never enjoy the other series seasons.
That's what I'm saying. Well, now it's Thanksgiving.
Now it's taking Halloween, and like Thanksgiving like never got its proper respect.
No,
you're always getting fucking Christmas shit.
Put some fucking turkey decorations.
At some
up
point,
there.
They're probably gonna start playing fucking like Christmas music in November, like November 1st, and I'm gonna fucking
get
kill
out of
myself.
Here. That's a future take. But it's
probably gonna happen.
Don't just enough. You can put the Christmas. You know when Christmas stuff goes up, Nick? The day after Thanksgiving.
Black Friday. I guess Wednesday before Thanksgiving. To be fair. I guess just retail. You just probably got to actually do that setup on that Wednesday for Black Friday.
Do the Wednesday night and then close right before.
Yeah.
Like hire some seasonal workers to get all the shit done, like you always do anyway, and then just roll.
It's fine. You can move it like Wednesday during the day, and then fucking.
It's really not that hard. Yeah. I did it for 7 years.
Yeah, I did it for at least 5. But yeah, I gotta take for Christmas another day, but. Probably another take the shot down the line, and I don't know how much it'll piss you two off, but if there's other people listening, it'll definitely piss
well,
me off.
Well, I'm going to make a tease for our next podcast, the top 5 Halloween candies ranked, so I'm guaranteeing
we're just doing that.
I guarantee we're going to like hate each other for that, so.
Oh yeah, then we got to do our draft. All right, do you want to do the draft next Tuesday, or... Do you want to do picks Tuesday for NBA? Because we probably just got split up.
Picks.
So we'll do picks, then we'll do the draft on Thursday.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds good. All right. That's a plan.
Sorry for being muted, guys. Goodbye.
Yeah. Sorry. He's a little special, but we'll see you guys next week.